Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The DC Defenders blew out the Michigan Panthers in the UFL championship game. Was not even close. 58-34. You wouldn't have known DC went in the favorite. The quarterback who won MVP is going to join us in just a moment. Jordan Ta'amu, who threw for 390 and four touchdowns in the game. We're brought to you today and every day by our friends, the law firm, Condori and Murat.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condor and Murat, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. That's where Jordan Ta'amu awaits, starting quarterback of the championship-winning Defenders. He was your MVP on Saturday night. Jordan, first of all, welcome back on the show and congratulations, man. That was an unbelievable performance.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
You got it. You guys saved your best for last. Yeah, you guys, I didn't know you had that club in the bag. As good as you guys were all year, that was by far the best you've looked on offense. What went right?
Yeah, it was just, everything. I mean, just from the week of preparation, leading up to it, and then Coach Harris kind of, ingraining in our heads, like, hey, this is just another game. Go out there and have fun, but also play within the system, play within, don't do too much. This is just, just play football and do what we know best. And that's DC football. And I felt like all cylinders were clicking on Saturday night.
When's the last time you were in a game with that many points scored?
Been a long time, probably college. Yeah, definitely college at Ole Miss. It honestly felt like, Ole Miss just kind of, lighting up the scoreboard and letting it loose. And, the defense can't be right whenever things are going our way.
Yeah, you were throwing against air at times. I mean, you had time to throw and you were just dropping back and guys were running free and open. And for all of that to come together in the championship game is a pretty sweet deal. What was the atmosphere like? I know it was in St. Louis, neutral site there. And then what was the celebration afterwards like for you guys after a long season here to win your first title?
Yeah, I mean, just to be back in St. Louis meant a lot to me. That was, St. Louis, the Battlehawks was my first professional career. That's when it started. And to have it come full circle and be back in St. Louis for my, UFL championship game meant a lot. And, the city of St. Louis, showed out, for me out there, and the DC fans flew in also, but so I kind of had like my fans everywhere, so that from everywhere it was nice to see everybody in the dome. And I'm so familiar with the dome and love playing in that arena. And so just having that, my family flying in from Hawaii, and then just celebrating the win after, it just felt amazing. Once the clock hit zero, then I could celebrate. I did not want to celebrate too early, and once that hit zero, like, we're all excited, we're happy. Went straight to my family, and holding up that trophy was just a dream come true and a surreal feeling, and it felt so good.
Yeah, I saw that your parents were there and made the trip, as you mentioned, from Hawaii. They were in St. Louis for the championship game for the conference title the week before, and yep. Then you guys were back there, so I guess they just stayed, which is pretty nice. How often do they make the trip and get to see you in person, or how rare was that?
Super rare, just because I have siblings as well, so they're kind of, still at home, about to be at empty nesters. My sister's still in high school, so I'm traveling with her for volleyball. But, just having them, they told me before the season, they're like, hey, if you can make it to the playoffs, then we'll make it out to that game. Because that's the only game that, is free, that they're free for their schedule. So I said, okay, sweet. I guess I'll see you guys in the playoffs. So whenever, I make it to the playoffs or championships, like, that's the only time they get to see me. Unless, Christmas and New Year's, of course, like, my mom wants all the kids home. But other than that, that's the only time they get to see me play is, in the postseason.
Jordan, what are the conversations like with you and your teammates when you guys are down 13-6? Are you going, don't worry, guys, we're going to rip off 31 points here in the second quarter? Like, what are you guys talking about in that moment?
No, we knew like it was going to be a shootout. You know, they have a great, you know, offense, great quarterback, and, you know, he deserved all the awards that came his way. But we knew it was going to come down to the offense, who was going to be the better offense. And, you know, as a quarterback, you know, we just got to, you got to have that resilience. You just got to, you know, one blink and go. And you can't let, you know, a touchdown or two phase you. So our offense was very confident from the jump. And, you know, that's what helped us to continue to score and put points up there. We knew no one can stop us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jordan Tamu, quarterback, DC Defenders on Grant and Danny. They won the championship of the UFL on national TV on Saturday night. Jordan threw for 390 and 4 touchdowns as the MVP of the game, joining us here on The Fan. This league is so much about the individual and about you guys getting back to the NFL or getting your shots in the league. To win a championship as a team is a special thing, but make that makes sense for us. How does that compare, the team success element of this, when so many of you guys are basically there to try to continue your own careers?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a huge thing for us to, you know, we always preached, and Coach Shannon always said, big team over little I. And, you know, when team has success, then individual success will come. And, you know, everybody on our team is not selfish. Everybody wanted to win. Everybody, you know, wanted, of course, tape and stuff, but, you know, that all came with winning, and everyone understood that, and everyone bought in from day one that if we want to be a great team, we got to put, you know, each other first instead of ourselves, and, you know, play as a unit, play as a team, and, you know, just don't cost the team any penalties that, you know, could make us lose. But that was like kind of the main thing going into it, was just to play as a team and play for the guy next to you.
What about, though, when you guys go up 52-19? Is there somebody that maybe in the huddle going, you know, could use a touchdown as me? You know what I mean? Like at that point, it's like, okay, give me a little bit of tape here.
Yeah, at that point, everyone was just having fun and laughing and stuff. And everyone's like, all right, I need to touch the ball now. But, you know, that's my job, is to spread the ball around and show love and give it to the playmakers. And
Jordan, it was pretty clear that whether it was some. A factor for you or not, I don't know. You'd have to tell us. But your teammates took very personally that you didn't win the MVP of the league, and possibly even that you weren't named, you know, the offensive player of the year of the league, because they were chanting about it and screaming about it literally on microphone all game long. How much of a rallying cry was that for you guys? When did you find out you weren't the MVP? And just, do you think that was a factor in the performance?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I was, on my way to lunch with my parents the day before. So it was like, you know, mid-afternoon, 3 o'clock-ish the day before.
Friday.
And I just looked on my phone, like the day before the game, and I just looked on my phone and I saw that, and my heart like literally sunk. And thank God I was with my parents, you know, because they're like, Jordan, like, you know, they're big believers in their faith. And you know, they told me, hey, this is God's plan. You just got to go out there tomorrow and show them, you know, why you deserve, you know, to win the MVP. And, you know, the championship trophy is bigger than this. And, you know, it came to my senses, and, you know, and, you know, I got messages from my teammates. You know, Bradley Moore was the first guy to text me saying, hey brother, I got your back tomorrow. Like, no matter what, you're going to hold up that MVP trophy. So, had a lot of guys just like that, you know, send me texts and stuff, and, you know, motivated us even more to go out there and win.
Who of your teammates or coaches or anybody you want to name are you happiest for, that you guys got the championship?
I'm happy for Coach Shannon Harris, for him to jump into the situation he's jumped into, from a quarterback coach to a head coach. And then keeping the team together with all the adversity we faced throughout the year. And then on top of that, being the coach he is, a strong believer of his faith, and, you know, installing that into all of us. And just such an amazing guy that deserves it all. And he deserves that interim tag to be taken off.
Yeah, it's a pretty good chant they had, Danny. Anytime he would address the team or talk or was up on stage, they would chant, take off the tag. Take off the tag, good. Which is pretty funny. I like that. Jordan Tamu, quarterback, DC Defenders. last one for me on the team here.
Yeah.
Who would you say is, I know it's really hard. It's like asking a parent about kids, but give us a couple names of guys after playing with them this year that you go, that's a guy that should get a shot. And that if he does, you guys could see him having success on Sundays.
I'll say Chris Rowland,
who was the all-purpose yardage leader in the UFL this year and your guy's number one wide receiver. He's just, for a small guy, he's so physical, man.
He's amazing. I mean, we call him Spark Plug, just the way he just, you know, kind of sparks out, you know, out of nowhere and just bursts out, and such a fast guy and smart guy and a leader on our offense. And then, you know, I love all our receivers. You know, Cornell Powell is a big, strong receiver. And then, you know, like Mike Maetti, our center. He's such a smart dude, knows exactly what to do. You know, he's played with me through every snap. And, you know, he controls the offensive line room. I like Yasir, you know, Durant, you know, our left tackle. The O-line and him kept me protected all year. And, you know, we said it from the beginning that if they protect me, then I will have a outstanding year. And, you know, Vaughn Hutchinson said that. So, just having that protection, and then Bradley Moore, of course, just having him all phases of the offense, from, you know, catching to blocking, and then also, you know, yards after catch.
What's next for you in terms of celebrating, kicking your feet up, vacation, you know, going home for a little bit? Like, what are you up to?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas right now, about to, you know, kind of slowly packing things up, and then, you know, gonna drive back to Nashville. And then, you know, my plan was to, you know, go to Cancun for a weekend. So that's going to be my plan. Yeah.
Well, enjoy it. Well earned. Congrats on the MVP award of the UFL championship game and the title for the DC Defenders.
Thank you so much.
You got it. There's Jordan Tamu with us on Grant and Danny, former Ole Miss star, who's done everything you can do now in spring football at this point.
Yeah, seriously, what's next?
He's won the MVP. Right? He's led the league in passing.
Should have won it again.
Won the championship. And, yeah, probably should be a multi-time MVP. He's kicked around in some practice squads. You know, Washington had him here because Eric Bieniemy had him in Kansas City and then brought him in for some work with the then Redskins when Bieniemy was here with Rivera. Maybe it was the football team at that time. But there's a lot of these guys that need the shot, and you don't know what it would look like. But he's just ultra athletic. He does a nice job protecting himself, but he makes plays with his feet. But it was the touchdown field, I thought, that was pretty special, throwing for almost 400 yards and four touchdowns.
I mean, seriously, how about this day? 21 out of 28, 390 yards, four touchdowns, 75% completion percentage, 156 rating, with a couple, I think 28 rushing yards and a touchdown on the ground as well.
Yeah,
2-point conversion caught. I mean, have a day.
Touchdown.
Yeah, have a day.
So the thing about the game was, it almost felt like, I'm trying to think of a good comp. Remember when, like, Steve Spurrier opened up in Osaka?
Yeah.
And it was just like they were just so much better than the other team. That's what the championship game for them was. But I can't stress this enough. The other team was better all year than them. Like, it was the best team, and they just had no answers.
It's like a Big 12 game.
Right,
exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So, good for the Defenders. I know their fan base is very fired up. The people that get out the Audi Field, there was a big watch party in town for them to get together. They're actually, it seemed like a lot of people traveled. Because the people that are in are really in. Like, they're dressing up. They're doing
sword and outfits. Shield bits.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, shields up.
So cosplaying.
Congratulations to the DC Defenders fans who were tracking the team over the weekend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.